Welcome to the Soul Connection Podcast, the place where you get the tools to truly connect to yourself. I am your host, Katie Arnold. Grab your journal, find your comfortable meditation position, and let's connect.
If you're an athlete, you know the greatest motivator of all is the fear of letting your teammates down. After all, a team is only as good as its weakest link. So you owe it to those wearing the same jersey as you to be your best every time you step on the field. That's why there's no vape in team. When you vape, you can expose your lungs to toxic chemicals that can damage your lungs. If you're a step behind, the team's a step behind. Brought to you by The Real Cost and the FDA.
Hi, friend. Welcome back to the Soul Connection Podcast. I am your host, Katie Arnold, and welcome to the summer of self-care. It is the first Monday in a new month, which means a new intention. And what I have decided is that for the summer, for June, July, and August, we are actually going to have a collective intention for the summer, and it is the summer of self-care. This is going to come with a few different changes around here. And the reason for this is kind of multi-layered. One is because I want us all to focus in on better caring for ourselves, on allowing ourselves to slow down, to get outside, to enjoy nature, to enjoy what summer provides, whether that mean more travel for you or time with your kids or whatever that looks like specifically for you. I want you to take that time for yourself. And I also want to take that time for myself. And so I am going to release a new podcast episode every other week for the summer. This is also creating some changes over on my YouTube channel. I will also be releasing new asana classes, new yoga classes every other week. They will be on the opposing Mondays that we have meditations come out on the podcast. So if you follow me on YouTube and you follow me over here, there will be new content every single Monday. I'm just going to alternate meditation and physical yoga practices. My hope for me is this is going to allow me a chance to slow down a little bit, to take a little bit off of my plate and some regard while I also am amping up my studying. I am in my schooling, my education to get certified in yoga therapy, which is a very big undertaking. And while also working a full-time day job, teaching yoga classes to my local community, trying to build this online community as well for yoga and self-care and taking care of ourselves. It is a lot. It's a lot. And so this is a way for me to kind of pull back a little bit while still making sure that I am providing as much content, as much value as I can. And also just a reminder for you that there is a library of guided meditation or guided meditations and journal prompts here. So you can go back and you can do however many of these practices you have done before and do them again. You can go to YouTube and you can do as many of those yoga classes as you would like. I will also just give a quick little caveat. If you do listen to this episode on YouTube at any point, if you do any of the yoga classes on YouTube, if you end up getting interrupted in any of your practices by ads, I am so very sorry. YouTube has decided to insert ads in the middle of videos for creators who are not getting paid by those ads, which means YouTube is making money off of all of that, but not giving those creators the opportunity to adjust where those ads are getting placed. So I know I have sent some people from YouTube over to this podcast, hoping that you can now listen to these meditations without ads being inserted in the middle of your meditation. Obviously, you are still going to get an ad, or often you are going to get an ad prior to getting to this intro of me talking. This does help me, even just in terms of pennies, be able to keep this podcast going and get that energetic return. But I don't have control on where YouTube is placing ads at this moment in time. As long as that YouTube keeps growing, you all keep enjoying it, I will hopefully soon, fingers crossed, be able to start changing where YouTube is allowed to actually place ads. But just because I recently sent someone over here, I just wanted to address that for anyone else. So this is the summer of self-care. Welcome to the summer of self-care. I am hoping that you all are able to take this opportunity to care for yourselves, take this summer to care for yourselves, and use my example to find the ways that you can do this in your own lives as well. And if you are not sure on what that might look like, today's meditation for clarity may be just the way to help you figure out what that looks like. So without further ado, let's go ahead and get to today's practice. Settle in for your meditation. Whether you're choosing to sit up or lay down, find length through the spine. You might close down the eyes. You might just soften your gaze. Take a big breath in through the nose. Send it all the way down to the belly. And exhale, let it all go, releasing any fears, worries, or heaviness. Another inhale breath. And exhale, let the shoulders soften down the back. Release any tension in the jaw. Another big breath in. And exhale to settle into a deeper space of relaxation. And now just let the breath return to a natural state. Gentle and easy breaths in and out. The breath you don't have to think about or control. The breath that happens all on its own. Sometimes we end up in seasons of life where we need to find clarity and guidance, where things may feel a little muddy or blurry, where we're just not quite sure where to go from here. whether there's a situation that's coming to mind for you right away or not, as we repeat each of these mantras today, I want you to notice if something comes up. And then once we move into silence, I want you to listen. Sometimes clarity can come and feel like someone is screaming in our ears. And other times it's more like a whisper or just a silent knowing. Take no judgment, however it comes through, or if it doesn't come through at all in this moment. Clarity and patience go hand in hand. So begin by repeating this mantra. I am clear, calm, and balanced. I am clear, calm, and balanced. I am clear, calm, and balanced. Continue to repeat this mantra to yourself. Let that mantra go. Now begin to repeat. I am free from distraction and clear in my purpose. I am free from distraction and clear in my purpose. I am free from distraction and clear in my purpose. Repeat this mantra on your own. Releasing that mantra. Finally, begin to repeat. I am open to receiving clarity and guidance. I am open to receiving clarity and guidance. I am open to receiving clarity and guidance. Repeat that mantra to yourself. Now let all the mantras go. As we move into silence together, see what you notice. See what comes up and what you may hear. Be open. Start to bring some awareness back to the gentle breath, moving in and out of the body. As you're ready, blink the eyes open and come out of your meditation. Your journal prompt for today. What does clarity mean to you? And what areas of your life could benefit from greater clarity? What does clarity mean to you? And what areas of your life could benefit from greater clarity? Spend some time journaling on that. Thank you so much for joining me. If you have found connection from our practice today, please take a moment to subscribe if you're not already, and to share this podcast with a friend. I would be so grateful. Thank you so much for joining me. I will see you back for your next Soul Connection Practice. If you love these journal prompts, you are going to love your new 30-day PDF journal for Svati Yaya or self-study. This is an invitation to dig a little deeper with yourself, to peel back the layers and come through feeling more connected to your true, beautiful, and authentic self. Grab the link in the description below or go to imkatiearnold.com/shop for more information and to get your hands on this brand new 30-day journal experience.